even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire. And here we are. Yes, a rather long intro. Well, it's been a long day, as it is every day, and here at RBN, no different. And, well, the beat goes on, doesn't it? The beat goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly no shortage of things to talk about, and we're planning to speak tonight on the program with Rob Sanchez. You probably remember him. Mr. Sanchez, of course, heads up a website, www.jobdestructionusa.com, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, he speaks primarily about illegals and also the legals, as well as the illegals, the H-1B, H-1-2 workers, the H-2B workers, I should say, and those that have been contracted to outsource, to offshore, and so forth. And that's what's happening at a very accelerating rate, incidentally. And Rob wanted to come on the program to discuss some of what he sees and what he just recently saw in Arizona, his home area, with patriots who attended a meeting to discuss the new law there in Arizona pertaining to illegals and employers. And apparently, they were evicted from the meeting. They were evicted because they wanted to begin the meeting with a pledge of allegiance to the United States, not to Israel or Mexico or Red China or anywhere else. And I want him to talk about that, talk a lot about what he sees happening. Of course, Arizona, one of the big border states, literally invaded by savages, if I may use the term. People who are coming here for no good reason, only to do evil, not good. The La Conquistadors, we have various and sundry criminal elements, Mexican government participating in drug running, big business. And in addition to that, we have John Clark, who wants to come on later in the week, from Americans for Immigration Control, who has seen and now filmed for another documentary coming up what most people are not permitted to see on their so-called fair and balanced network TV screens at night. And that is active participation of Mexican army being used for drug running and attacking, firing upon Americans in America. So he's got some rather startling footage, he says, and some other information pertaining to some of the people that are being, shall we say, greased in the palm in the United States Senate. Also, Mona Island, Puerto Rico, and the smuggling that continues from there. So we have a busy agenda, a busy week. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the place to be, Republic Broadcasting Network. And don't forget to support the Republic Broadcasting Network all the time with your support verbally, your mental, spiritual prayer support, as well as your financial giving, and, of course, buying and purchasing from Republic Trading. So you help us out so we can help you and hopefully be here when the time comes. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and see if we can round up Rob Sanchez. Be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill?
Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, round up the boys.
And we are back now to begin the program with our guest, Rob Sanchez. Rob, do you still have the website, Job Destruction USA?
Yes, I do, Rick, but it's called jobdestruction.info.
Okay. You changed that then?
No, actually,
it was the same? Okay, because
yeah.
I keep thinking of somewhere in my mind USA was included there. It's been a long time since we've had you, and I'm happy to have you back.
It's actually been too long.
Yes. Well, anyway, I see a lot has been happening in your neck of the woods since the time that we spoke, and the situation has grown worse, obviously, with the invasion, both the illegal invasion and the legal invasion that we talked about last time. But tell us specifically, for starters, what you found recently in a meeting that took place in your neck of the woods in Arizona pertaining to this new law that's going into effect in 08.
Okay, Rick. Well, to make a long story short, I'll cut to the chase and say what happened, and then we need to sort of reverse tracks and say... give a little bit more detail on why this happened and where. Essentially, what it boils down to is you had a open forum held by the city of Phoenix that was a sham forum. It was dominated by radical Latino activists. And there was an elected official of Arizona. Her name is
Wilcox.
Mary Rose Wilcox, okay, she's presiding the meeting, and she did not say the Pledge of Allegiance. We And by we, I'm saying the vocal minority in that meeting that wants to control immigration. We protested that. We said we want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And to make the story short, and I'm going to go back with more detail, she had everybody that stood up that said the Pledge of Allegiance was evicted out of the meeting for saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's what I was afraid you were going to say.
Yeah, it's a really sordid story. And I'd like to go back and talk a little bit about what caused this, or what was behind this sordid incident.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people might not know that Phoenix is a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
And by sanctuary, we mean that illegal aliens can pretty much run free in Phoenix, and they've got nothing to fear, at least from the Phoenix police. And the reason they don't have anything to fear is because there is a operational order 1.4 that forbids the police from asking the immigration status of anybody, say they stop for traffic violations, mm-hmm. they arrest for crimes. They flat out can't ask them the immigration status. So it lets illegals off the hook big time, and the illegal aliens know it. And they commit repeat crimes in Phoenix, murders, rapes, drunk drivers running over innocent citizens. And these are repeat offenders, and the Phoenix police don't touch them
mm-hmm.
because of this sanctuary status, which is mandated by Operation Order 1.4. Well, you know, nobody has supported operational Order 1.4 more than Mayor Gordon. That's Phil Gordon from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
He has been steadfast supporting that, and also the Chief of Police, Jack Harris, has been supportive of 1.4. But, you know, things have been changing in Phoenix. There are some protests I would like to tell you about that have gotten ugly. And even more troublesome for the mayor, Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit asking for documents to see who is behind 1.4. In other words, who wrote it, who sponsored it, and basically so we can find out exactly what went behind that 1.4. Well, boy, a day after Judicial Watch filed that lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
Phil Gordon all of a sudden had a change of heart, and he decided he wanted a review of the sanctuary status of the city of Phoenix.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
All of a sudden. And he was even on Lou Dobbs saying that maybe Phoenix ought to do something about illegal immigration.
Mm. Well, they could start by getting rid of him and evicting him.
Why people keep putting that guy in office is beyond me, but, you know, it's like all the other wacko politicians.
You look at Kennedy, you look at McCain. Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to explain.
Well, really it isn't, though, when you think about it, Rob, because we have a nation that's been taken over, and it's under siege, and we have these minority groups, special interest groups, and illegals together with the legal arm of the communists, the ACLU types, working to make sure that they are gaining status and that they will, in effect, cause politicians to either be elected or rejected. The power base that they have created is really what explains it all. And it's because the silent majority, or I call them the yellow majority, sit back and do nothing. They just throw up their hands
right.
and accept it. And they've done nothing about it but verbalize.
You're so right. And I got a rude education on how these people, how the open border globalists are hijacking this nation.
Yes.
And boy, I'll tell you, Americans ought to wise up.
Now, yeah, we'll agree on that completely, no question about it. So, I mean, you know, what you're telling us really doesn't surprise me. It angers me, Rob.
No, and it's a sad commentary on the state of this nation.
It sure is.
Well, let me continue with my story a little, if I may.
By all means. By all means, yes.
Because it gets better, believe me.
Okay.
Well, Phil Gordon appointed this committee of four open border advocates to review Operational Order 1.4. And, you know, needless to say, the few of us in Arizona that are fighting this stuff weren't too pleased, and the Hispanics were even less pleased because they were afraid that 1.4 could actually be deleted from the regulations. In other words, that they would be subject to federal law like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he appointed this committee, and he decided only because the Latinos were concerned, not because I was concerned, not because the Minutemen are concerned, not because the citizens are in an uproar in Phoenix. The only reason he called this meeting is because Latinos were concerned that all of a sudden they'd be racially profiled.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a town hall meeting that was held, and essentially it was, the purpose of it was so that these four committee members could hear the views of citizens on the topic of immigration and why we should or should not have 1.4. Well, none other than Mary Rose Wilcox chaired the meeting, and she is the one, you know, that I will talk a lot here, because when we walked in there, we had already discussed the possibility they wouldn't say the Pledge of Allegiance. But frankly, Rick, we really did not believe that would happen, because there's at least six local television stations there and all sorts of media. There's two Spanish language television stations. There was the four local English speaking stations, the newspaper media. It was a zoo there. Well, we sat down for that meeting, and Mary Rose Wilcox started it out, and by God, she did not start it out with a Pledge of Allegiance, which isn't a total surprise, because we have to understand here that Mary Rose Wilcox represents Mexico, not the United States. She represents the interests of the people that are in there. And if you said the Pledge of Allegiance, you would actually have to publicly say you had allegiance to the United States of America.
Right.
And I think Mary Rose wanted to make real sure that everybody in that room understood where her allegiance was.
I'm surprised that she didn't have a Pledge of Allegiance to Mexico.
Well, I'm really surprised, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only surprise about this sham of a meeting that that I would say surprised me.
Sure.
Well, those of us in the audience that went there to oppose this thing, and believe me, we were the minority, we started yelling, say the pledge, say the pledge.
Right.
And Wilcox, she just shouted us down and said, I am going to have order in this room, and we are going to, you know, we are not going to say the pledge. Well, you know, that didn't make us feel any better. And right behind me, about eight people, and I'm going to call them, they're not just people, they're patriots.
Oh,
no, the patriots.
Right.
They stood up and started reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good for them.
Good for them. I was so proud of them. But boy, before I could stand up and start saying, Wilcox just immediately said, this will stop now, and we will have order to this meeting. And she ordered the eviction of those patriots that were saying the pledge. We were stunned. But before she ordered it, one of the scariest things that's ever happened in my life, 500 angry Latinos turned around, stared at us, and said, throw them out, throw them out.
Well, that's where the goons come in, yeah.
That's
all right. Stay right where you are, Rob. We'll be right back with you in just 3 minutes right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Join in. My guest, Rob Sanchez. I'm Rick Adams. the Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Good, good. All righty. Hey, we're back now with Rob Sanchez, our guest. His website, www.jobdestruction.info. Right. And Rob, please continue with this story, this account of what just took place recently. What was this, within the last week or so?
Yeah, it was just 1 week ago.
1 week ago.
Yeah.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
That's right.
At the meeting. So, you had these, what, about 500 Latinos and staring you down? And
oh, yeah.
And must have been quite an awesome sight for you.
You know what? I was really scared for my safety. And the reason is, you know, picture this in your mind. We've got 8 or 9 patriots standing up there saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and 500 angry Latinos that hate the United States, they hate Americans, and they despise every one of us that are there, and they're looking back and staring at us and saying, throw them out, and they're all chanting in unison. I'll tell you what, I never understood what it was like to come face-to-face with communists, but I did then.
Mm-hmm.
They are communists, they are separatists, they hate us. And boy, you could really feel it. Well, as they're yelling to throw us out, mm-hmm. Wilcox, you know, she kowtows to them and orders their eviction. Oh, you wouldn't believe who evicted them. you know, from the beginning of the meeting, we noticed these goons walking around, and there's plenty of them. Mm-hmm. They were union goons. They were wearing the UFCW T-shirts. They were yellow with red writing. They were sort of like the goons for the entire forum.
Now, what does the UFC stand for?
United Food Workers and Cooks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually UFCWIU if you want to do the longer version of it.
Sure.
But basically, they're food workers and United Food Workers. So here we've got these goons swarming towards the Patriots, and they're basically grabbing their arms. The goons are grabbing the arms of the Patriots that were saying the pledge, and standing right behind the goons are the Phoenix Police Department.
Police, yeah.
Yep, with their hands on their billy clubs. No question about it. If those Patriots didn't leave, the Phoenix Police would be right on top of them. But the ones doing the dirty work were the union goons. Rick, I'll tell you, I remember my history, and I remember the corporations used to send goons to beat up the unions. Now it's the unions that have the goons. I don't know where this country is coming to. And every single dissenter in that forum that was on our side was evicted, and every one of them, the goons came first, and then the Phoenix Police stood behind them. Now, I want to make it clear to everybody here, there of those 500 Latino activists that were yelling racist epithets at us, they were calling us KKK and racist and every kind of vile name you can think of, not one single one of them was evicted the entire meeting. And I think the reason why is because Wilcox totally approved of what they were saying.
Well, it sounds as if the mob was calling the tune.
This is mob rule.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's not just there in a meeting of the community. It's also part of government. The mob is calling the tune for the spineless politicians.
Yeah,
and they are doing whatever the mob wants. And
yeah, here we've got an elected official that's, you know, she's doing this because she's getting away with it. And people keep voting her back into office, so.
It is treasonous and treacherous, to say the least.
It is.
And here they are, you know, they are invoking the squads, if you will, the goon squads, to destroy whatever is left of freedom of redress, freedom of speech, freedom to petition the government and to demand, you know, that you have the right to hear the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States. And it's not as if you were there to stir up a mob or stir up trouble or in any way, obviously not to engage in any illegal activity, but here you were being silenced. You were being essentially shut down. Your freedoms were just shut right down.
Totally shut down. And this was supposed to be a town forum, and I stood there for, I sat there for 2 hours and 45 minutes and did not hear one single person that spoke out against the sanctuary status. Every single speaker was a Latino activist. There's some guy that was an Al Sharpton sound-alike, you know, some wacko from the black community. There's some wacko from the gay community. There's some, you know, liberal women, white women in there. Mostly Latino activists and radical ones at that. Nobody got to address the committee that had an opposing opinion. This meeting was a sham. And, you know, one thing that just gets me really angry is yesterday they just broadcast a 15-minute report on this on our local PBS station. And they said, oh, well, there was mics open for the public to speak and ask questions, but the troublemakers didn't speak out.
Yeah, right. That's the media, once again, the enemy. All right, we have to take a break. We'll take calls for you, too.
Okay.
Farrell in Texas will be first up. Want to hear from you folks out there, especially in Arizona. Rick Adams with our guest, Rob Sanchez. We shall return with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Rick Adams is back.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we are back. Yes, indeed. And before we get back to our guest and our callers, I'd like to remind you that RBN has a new sponsor this Christmas time for the holidays, and you need to take advantage of this offer now before time runs out. Power Mall Global is an online shop where you can buy your Christmas gifts this year. RBN listeners who use Power Mall Global not only save money on specials, but also will receive a rebate check for a percentage of the purchases. Power Mall Global has 1,000-plus stores and millions of products to choose from. So don't get caught in the chaos this week because time is short. Right now, take advantage of this. Stay at home and go to www.powermallglobal.com. That's www.powermallglobal.com. And continue to support Republic Broadcasting Network. And don't forget, most importantly of all, Republic Trading for all of your needs. Right now, you need to have some safe investment, and you call. Don't forget the number. You give them a call right here at the Republic Trading Corporation, 800-691-7898. Again, that number, 800-691-7898. We're speaking with Rob Sanchez, my guest, and Rob, because we only have an hour temporarily here, if you've completed your account, we'll take some calls for you, okay?
Well, I do want to, I'll try to make this quick, but I want to add one more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
We have been having massive protests in Phoenix over day laborers, and it's all spilling out because of this whole issue with the sanctuary status. And you would not believe it. This week, a woman that was for the day laborers assaulted a woman that's on our side that's protesting against the day laborers. They assaulted her. Not only did she assault her, but this woman was pregnant. The Phoenix police found a small quantity of meth on her and a meth pipe. They dropped the charges of assault, and they're not even going to charge her with drug charges, even though she's pregnant. It's just astonishing to see what's going on here.
That is a crime in itself.
It really is.
That needs to be, your head should roll over that.
Totally.
Heads should roll. And what is being done? Can you tell us, as far as the organizations that exist in your area, what is being done to stop all of this?
Well, it's sort of like a losing battle, but, there's a loose coalition of Minutemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Minutemen.
You don't speak for me, which is actually Hispanics that are getting sick and tired of the illegals pushing the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And there's groups like the Freedom Riders.
Right.
That was started by Frosty Wooldridge.
Right.
Then there's just concerned citizens. There's Vietnam Vets for Immigration Reform. There's a loose-knit group of people, but, I'm going to tell you, there's not much of us compared to the illegals.
No, this is like the Alamo all over again.
It truly is.
And
the protest.
That's exactly what's happening.
I'm sure some of you have seen the protest on Lou Dobbs. They're in front of Pruitt's Furniture Store, and I was there a week and a half ago on Saturday, and they're getting ugly.
Yeah.
And the reason they're getting ugly is because the mayor refuses to do anything about these day laborers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a protest that started festering in Phoenix 3 years ago, and it's gotten to the point where it's getting downright nasty. And it's because the mayor and the police refuse to do anything about the illegal aliens that are invading this city and this state.
The other night, Rob, NBC, last night I believe it was, they did their usual cover-up story on Arizona and the new law that's taking effect, and how they painted a picture of how the business community's all upset, the labor unions are all upset, because the state's economy is going to go right down the toilet if we do not continue allowing lawbreakers to come in, and if we do not allow these violent people to take over our state, then our dollars might flow out of our pockets. And this is a fact. But NBC made it sound like, that's a sympathetic point that we should all listen to. And, of course, they portrayed the opposition to the law as being a very, kind, pro-American group. One man was saying, you're going to get rid of your neighbor, your people like me that come here and represent, the pickers, the harvesters, the law-abiding people, the kind people that are here to help Americans. And, of course, didn't say a word about all of the Americans that are being killed by illegals every day. And, the accidents, the drunken driving, the violent homicides, the kidnappings, the torture, the drugs, and so on and so forth. None of that was brought into it. And what you're saying now, of course, happened before this report, and that was deliberately left out.
What they failed to mention is the economy of Arizona is going down the toilet. Our schools are overcrowded, because...
And that's why.
Yeah, because of the illegals. Our hospitals are going bankrupt and closing because of the illegals. Our streets are dangerous to drive on because of the illegals. I could go on and on. Our housing industry has fallen apart here because the illegals were given subprime loans, and guess what? Now they can't pay them, so they're defaulting.
Uh-huh.
the economy here in Arizona is going down the toilet. So their argument that if we stop immigration, our economy is going to go down the toilet is like, dudes, it's already happening.
Yep.
And the fact that our economy is going down the toilet while you sit on your rear end and do nothing to enforce immigration laws, that ought to tell you something. But nope, they don't get a clue.
Well,
all we hear about
is
$10 tomatoes.
They're too busy selling out and giving in because to them, the only thing that matters is them and their
own
chestnuts.
Let me tell you, the local media here, the reports coming out are so biased. You know, when I see
Well, you don't have to tell us that.
Yeah. Well, when I see the stuff on TV, I think, my God, I went to a different meeting and a different protest.
Yeah, this is the Soviet media at work.
Yeah.
No
okay,
doubt about
well,
it.
Okay, well, I think I've told everything I need to say. Let's go to some callers.
All right. 1-800-313-9443 is our number. People who are listening should go to Rob's website and help out in some way they can. Get the latest information, Rob, by going to your website at www.jobdestruction.info, right?
Right, and also I have written a diary of what happened at that meeting. You can get it at phoenixnews.com. That's phxnews.com.
Yes.
Or you can go to the VDare blogs. That's vdare.com. Either way, I've got,
VDare
I've got a diary in both of those.
Now, VDare is V-I...
No, V-D... V as in Victor,
okay.
D-A-R-E.
All right, V-D-A-V-D-A-R.
Right.
All right, okay. Almost sounded like a venereal disease there, but it
yeah,
might as well
I know.
Be, right?
V-D-A-R. If you go to their blogs, I've got the same article in there, and you
Very
can
good.
Read about what happened.
And there were links to in your website also?
No, there isn't.
Well,
and I guess there
that
should
would help.
Be, but there's
yes.
not.
All right, I understand, though. I mean, you're one man basically doing a
Right,
enormous.
I'm overloaded.
You're doing a great amount of wonderful work, by the way. And our number here is 800-313-9443. Let's start with Farrell in Texas. Hello, Farrell.
Yes, thank you, Rick. Yes, what you're seeing is a concerted effort to deprive us. Well, okay, let me step back here. A little background. Okay, basically, when primitive man is in a state of warfare, because anyone he encounters, there is no means to, seek a remedy if he's damaged in any way. So basically, everybody's at odds with each other. So reasonable, peaceful men get together and they build a society. And basically, in order to have a peaceful reasonable means to resolve conflicts and things like that, we come up with the laws. Now, what's happening is our society, the state of lawfulness is being destroyed. It takes quite a bit to do it, and it's got to be done on purpose in order to completely do it. And these guys are doing it on purpose. I'm not talking about just the invaders that are sneaking across our border.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about those
the enablers,
predators
mm-hmm.
that place and install themselves into our high office. For example, financiers who finance all kinds of people that in turn allow members of these financial families to get in our offices and heads of administration and stuff like that. Who then, whenever the media asks them, why aren't we going after Osama bin Laden? They just kind of chuckle and say, well, I'm sorry, you just don't understand the scope of the mission. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are at war. They all share the same value system. These guys are at war with society. And that's what's happening because our society is being dismembered. It is forcing you and I slowly back into a state of warfare.
Yes, you're right.
I totally
agree.
That's
exactly
agree.
What's happening because they are removing step by step every single reasonable, peaceful
mm-hmm.
remedy, access to remedies. It is forcing us back into a state of warfare.
Jungle warfare.
You got it. You know,
mm-hmm.
where you cannot trust the shadow of anybody you happen to see.
I mean, when you've got police who are paid for by the taxpayers, who are deliberately in a dereliction of their duty.
They are supposed to be our so-called law.
Yeah.
They are supposed to be doing that so you and I don't have to do that.
That's right.
Yeah,
and they failed at it, and they shouldn't get a paycheck either, as far as I'm concerned. Cut their paycheck right out.
They are traitors to humanity, not just to America, to the entire world, period.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you a funny thing.
Someone, you've got a vacant bedroom in your house. Someone, they sneak in or smash in your window and set up their sleeping bag in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't discover them right away. Oh, eventually they open the door and walk out in the hall, and then they want rights to your, you know, access rights to your bathroom. And if you don't kick them out right away, then they want rights to your refrigerator. And then if you don't kick them out right away, then they want the TV rights and then the car, you know, car key rights and stuff.
And then we've got politicians, you know, who are running for president who will tell us, well, I mean, after all, you wouldn't want to be inhumane now, would you?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
can you believe
it? Giving these invaders all of these benefits that our great-great-grandparents and our grandparents, everybody has worked for many generations to build and pass on to us as an inheritance, and it's supposed to be an inheritance to our children. They want to come here, steal, kill, and destroy what we have built for our children.
That's Rob,
exactly
would you like to say a few
on.
Words? All right, let Rob respond now.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Well,
you go with it.
That's all right.
Let me tell you what these people are. They hate our system. They are totally antithetical to it, and they are radical separatists. These people are radical. They're militant, and their agenda is to break our country down, and one of the ways they're going to do it is to break down our rule of law. Because once we don't have rule of law, it's mob rule, and they win. So, yes, I totally agree.
Well, thank you, Farrell, for the call. I am very happy that you got it off your chest and continue to vent, because we need to do that right now. Absolutely. Thank you, Farrell. Thanks for the call. 800-313-9443. Harold in Tennessee. Hello, Harold. Welcome.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I got your book today.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, and I'll start reading it. And, well, I'm kind of like the Pirates at B kind of wanted us to go to war with them, with the Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can call in martial law.
Mm-hmm.
And, Comrade Bush will stay in power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah, I think he would like that idea, too.
I do, too. It just, something's going on.
Well, I mean, it is treason at the highest levels of the government.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that. Rob will attest to that. And the way Bush tried to maneuver the legislation through, amnesty bill, piece by piece now, that would include an increase in the H-1B and H-2B workers. Right, Rob?
Oh, that's absolutely right. They, you know, you got to watch out for these guys, because they'll say, well, we don't want amnesty.
No.
We
don't
want,
trust them.
Yeah, we only want people to come in here legally. Well, yeah, they want to give every single person that feels like coming here a piece of paper that says they're legal.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. That's amnesty. It's actually worse than amnesty.
It is.
It's endorsing an invasion, and it's endorsing mob rule.
I believe most of them, about like I believe most of the preachers and politicians.
Yeah, you and me both.
Well, unfortunately, you hit the nail on the head, Harold, and you're usually doing that. And that's the problem. Now, what are we going to do about it legally at this point? And the only solution locally, I mean, right now, outside of the spiritual intervention on a human level, is that people cannot allow this to continue. They should oust the mayor. They should oust these politicians one way or another, get them out of office by voting them out, recalling them. And I don't know if you have. Do you have a recall petition?
As far as I know, I don't know if there's a recall petition against Gordon, the mayor.
Because that's what you need. You need to have recall, and
yeah,
you need to be able
agree.
To remove them. And you still have enough of a silent majority that's frightened to death, that thinks the only way to around this is to move further north and to move out of Arizona and move up to Northern California and move up to, to the hills of Washington State and Oregon. Well, that's not the solution. It's not going to change. It's going to get worse, and it has been getting worse.
They're especially just going to fire you if you move.
Hey, all you have to do is look at the map of Aztlan.
That's the whole
country.
They're
going to take all of the entire West.
Right.
So, hey, if you think you're going to escape them by moving to the East Coast, good luck.
No, because we've got plenty of them up here in Tennessee.
Yeah, you certainly do.
And them politicians ought to tire and fed them, ride them out of town on the rail like they used to in the days of old.
Well, you know what? There's something called forced repatriation,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's inhumane. But if we allow this mob rule to continue, there will become a time when Americans are in a state of desperation, start the trains again. And I'd rather do this in a much more civil manner, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Well,
I think this thing's going to smolder until it explodes.
Well, all right, Harold, we're going to break. Thank you for calling. Thanks for your great comments as well.
Okay, see you later, Rick.
And enjoy the book. All right, we'll be back in the final segment now with our guest here, Rob Sanchez. Stay tuned for more of Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Yes, indeed, and we don't have much choice, and we We really don't have much time left, and I don't mean just on the program, but in our nation, because we are literally being destroyed before our very eyes. And, Rob, I don't know, you know, you're doing yeoman work. You yourself was a victim to this economic, you know, internationalism and this globalism, and you, of course, are probably still out of work. I don't know your situation, if you want to mention it or not, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, things are tough for me, and I'm basically surviving and doing all the work I do by donations to my website.
Well,
and,
good. Mention that again. Mention how people can help you to do the fight and do the work that you're doing and spread the word. Get people motivated out there to join you and raise you-know-what. Holy hell.
Well, first of all, they can go to my website, and I've got a link to make donations because, hey, I'm a messenger out there, and we need more messengers. But more important than that, we need people to get a clue. And, you know, I work really hard to try and get people to get a clue, and it's not easy because I'll tell you, most Americans seem as dense as a block of lead.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to work as hard as we can to educate them and to mobilize them, because we don't need, you know, we've got 80 American patriots protesting at Pruitt's in Phoenix. We don't, 80 ain't going to cut it. You know, I see tens of thousands at our football games. We need 10,000 patriots there in downtown Phoenix, because this is the front lines of the battle, people.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in Arizona, it's if it hasn't happened in your neighborhood, it will.
And
we
you
don't
know,
win here, we lose. We all lose. This nation loses.
That would stop it. What you just said would stop it if you had tens of thousands of people. And,
I guarantee you. And if we had more sheriffs like Sheriff Joe Arpaio,
and Jones,
he
Sheriff
is arresting
Jones.
The illegals, and he's not letting, you know, despite the Mesa police and the Chandler police and the Phoenix police that won't arrest them, Arpaio is the only one out there. He's underfunded. Boy, folks, if you really want to help law enforcement, give your donations to Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Maybe he can put out a few more tents in Tent City to house those illegal aliens he arrests. The guy's underfunded. The state's not supporting him. They wish he'd go away. You know, he is one patriot out there fighting the battle lines, and he's going to lose if he doesn't get more support. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, we've got a handful of people, a minority, across this nation that are doing their job, doing the right thing.
They are.
They're holding the dike, really. I mean, it's their finger in the dike that's preventing everything from being destroyed.
That's right.
Flood is coming in, no question about that. But because the clock is ticking and time is so limited here, I do appreciate the fact that, Rob, you're out there doing what you do. You need encouragement. You need help. And definitely, I want you to feel free to come on the program whenever you wish to do so to tell us what is happening on those front lines.
I sure would like to. I really enjoy being on your show.
Anytime. And again, people can reach you at your website,
www.jobdestruction.info,
right?
Yes.
God bless. Keep up the good work. And we will talk again, okay?
I will, Rick.
Thank you, Rob. Good
Bye.
Night now. All right. Well, brings certainly not a very happy ending to the show. But then again, this is a reality show, ladies and gentlemen, not a fake, phony, glitzy, nonsensical fluff show. So tomorrow night, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, is our scheduled guest. We'll see you then, Lord willing. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, support Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night.